It's the Rundown Thursday. It's brought to you by SoFi. Did you know that all the money sitting in your account should be making you more money than you're making right now? You're making no interest. I get like a penny a year. It's depressing when I see like
I don't even know what interest,
interest
is.
Interest statement. Yeah, you're dumb.
Dude, like, you need to compound that shit.
Yeah, compound interest is where you get rich, bro. That's what SoFi does for you.
$2, $4, $8,
$16. Fibonacci sequence.
You do it with a mortgage?
What?
Do you do it with a mortgage?
I do not own a house, John.
Well, no, I'm saying, speaking in generalities.
Oh, no, I actually don't think it's possible, but I just know compound interest.
That's where you get rich. That's when Dave first got rich, he was like stunned by the idea of interest. He was like, you guys don't understand. Like,
yeah,
I'm making more money just with $1 million sitting in the bank than I used to make. I hate you so much, Dave.
I remember that when he was like, I make more doing nothing.
Yeah, than you guys know that like your money just sits there and makes more money? I wouldn't know that because I don't have as much as you, you dick. But SoFi takes the best of both a checking and a savings account, puts it all together so that you'll make more money on your money. No fees, no account fees, no overdraft fees, and even your ATM fees get reimbursed. Go to SoFi.com/Barstool to open up an account today. It's opening day. Baseball's upon us. Hope springs eternal.
Unless you're an Orioles fan.
And then you're fucked.
That sucks.
I mean, I saw that last night for the first time.
Throwing that bum out there. Dallas Keuchel's a free agent still.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
That without Chris Davis and Trey Mancini, I wouldn't have known what roster that was. If it wasn't an orange font, I would be like, I don't know.
Yeah, no idea.
Is Buck Showalter still the manager?
Nope.
No.
It's a guy you've never heard of. I asked that this morning. I was like, I bet Buck's gonna quit in the middle of this game. And
he did.
I was like, nah, he's not the manager. And he said the name. I was like, that's just the guy they picked from the crowd.
Brandon Hyde.
Brandon Hyde.
Yeah. That was like a fan.
If I was an Orioles fan, I'd kill myself.
It's opening day.
Yeah. No, but you know what? Don't they just go root for the Nationals? I feel like down there, it's just like pick a team, doesn't matter.
Well, I think the Orioles also have the thing like if you have a shitty team in a bad ballpark, then it really sucks.
Well, no, but Orioles fans,
they have a nice ballpark.
They love that though. Yeah, I mean, everybody to Camden Yards. Like, first of all, I'd rather have a good baseball team.
No, but it's like if you're a fan of the Rays and they suck or like the A's, like
but
you
I'd rather,
have a shitty
like,
ballpark.
Like if I had a good team and they played at the Trop, I'd be okay with that.
Yes,
you know? Right.
Obviously, but, good team, good ballpark, number one.
Good team, bad ballpark.
But having a bad ballpark
double whammy
really
is
sucks.
So shitty.
So at least they have
does,
a good.
But no, I disagree.
Bad team, good ballpark is number three. Bad team, bad ballpark number four.
For sure, but like I think that Orioles fans are like, whatever, our team sucks, but at least our ballpark's
nice.
Well,
that's stupid. Yeah.
I think I'd rather have a bad ballpark.
That
just
brick
so
exterior
I'd
is really
I'd
nice.
Still be mad. Right.
Like, right.
Like, well, at least it's an enjoyable day.
No,
the day.
Like, I want it to be a problem all around. Yes, no doubt.
Do you see him? They hit a home run off that brick building back there.
Who fucking cares, man?
Yeah. Underrated colors, though.
Good colors. I like an orange. Anything with orange, I like.
Well, you know what really fucked them is Jeffrey Mayer, man. If they had beat the Yankees and the Yankees didn't have a dynasty, the whole AL East would have been different. Fuck that kid.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't think so.
I think that like launched the
sliding
dynasty.
Sliding doors, yeah.
You think that's Bartman type deal? I think the Orioles are always going to be the Orioles.
I think the Orioles would have beat the Yankees in that series had they not won that game. And I think history would have been different. Little moments like that, butterfly effect. Opening day all around the league. DeGrom's out dueling Scherzer as we speak. That fucking Goombots, Luke Voit.
I love Luke
the
Voit.
The worst haircut you've ever seen in your fucking life. Have you seen that haircut?
Oh, it's awful. I love Luke Voit.
He shaved his head, then they give him a hard part, and then they just stopped the rest of it. They just left the rest of the hair.
He's what's necessary. He is what...
Because he's an asshole?
Yeah. He is what was needed.
Jared claims that if you listen to his interview with him on Starting Nine, that you'll like him.
Oh,
I challenge that notion. I promise you I'll still hate that fuck.
But I won't listen to that interview intentionally. Same reason I didn't watch the Jets
Hard Knocks.
Well,
that's what he said. If you want to hate him, don't listen to it.
I didn't watch Jets Hard Knocks because I knew I'd like Rex Ryan. I want to hate him.
I watched him hit a three-run bomb on opening day. I hate him. Doesn't
Luke
matter
is
what
also kind of like a punk name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
Were you listening to Luke? What was you saying the other day?
No, Raphael.
Raphael. Yeah. You're Raphael.
Yeah,
Raphael. I was going to be Maximilian.
Wait, you were gonna be a Raphael? No, if your parents ever been like,
yeah,
oh,
but mine was Sean, not Raphael.
Sean is perfect for you.
Yeah.
Sean,
I mean, like, just pick a dumb Irish Raphael. Name. Could you imagine if that was his rundown?
My parents knocked it out of the park.
Cleveland. Dude, the best part about that.
We should just change our names.
We talked about that on the Yak last week, and then
Rafa.
Yeah, Rafa, and then Caleb. Rafa would be dope.
You guys have like some Spanish in you or anything?
No, I don't know. It's just I mean they didn't pick it, so I guess it doesn't really count. Caleb was like, if you could pick any name in the world for yourself, what would it be? And we're like, I don't know. And he's like, I always wanted to be Jason. It's like, what?
No,
Red Ranger.
Yeah, I think
Ranger?
Jason.
Red Ranger.
I think Jason's a pretty.
Jason the Red.
That's why I think.
He said he used to tell people his name is Jason.
I'm with him. Jason to me feels like the name of like the quarterback in the TV
Jason.
Show or whatever,
yeah,
the cool
Jason,
guy.
Jason
but
Jason
like an
Presley.
Old TV show.
Yeah.
Jason Presley was on 90210.
Yeah.
Oh, is that his name?
No, but he was.
He was. No, that's correct.
Is that the guy that died?
No, that was Luke Perry.
Luke, yeah. But Luke, no, but Jason Presley is a character on 90210, 100%.
No, it's the actor.
No, he's not. It's not a real name, but it's just that name works.
No,
in
90210. Bro, but there is a person named Jason Presley on 90210.
Wait, is it Peach?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's why
he's
I'm confused.
Maybe that's why I thought of that.
I wasn't a big 90210
right?
guy.
Right? Coley is just exasperated
where were
over
we?
There.
Opening day.
So, they're doing a Twitter hitter. I think this is a great idea. They put up a vote, Major League Baseball tweeted out, who do you want the Twitter hitter of the day to be? And I think Bryce Harper won the vote, and they're live streaming all of his at-bats.
Is this just opening day, or is this a...
I hope it's
you, baseball.
All year long? Every day?
Look at you,
that's a great
baseball.
Idea. And Bryce Harper did win it, right? Yeah.
Oh, man, we need to start, like, trolling and having...
Yeah, pick. Oh, we could influence
they
the
only
shit
give
out
you,
of
they
this.
Only give you four people to choose from.
If they did, like, an other, and you just pick some fucking scrub or pick, like, a pitcher in the National League.
I would pick Chris Davis every time. Fuck you, Orioles fans.
Poor Orioles fans.
Kill yourselves. I'm serious.
Terrible.
Just getting shit on by Maximilian today. You would be such a Maximilian. But that's maybe the first, you know...
Yeah, it's really good.
Over to football. Deion Sanders went on some, he was talking to some ABC correspondent, and he had this very poetic explanation of his unhappiness. He was like, I had every pair of shoes, but I couldn't take a step in the right direction.
Is it Alanis Morissette song?
Yeah, it was. It really was. I had thousands of suits, but I couldn't, like, cover up the hurt. I had
100 cars, and I couldn't drive a mile.
Right. I had 14,000 square feet in my house, but I never felt like I was at home. 10,000 spoons
Christ,
when all you need is a knife.
Right.
And then he said, I was laying in between two and three women at a time, but I never had love. So poor Dion was rich and breaded up and wearing the finest of clothes and having threesomes and foursomes, but... deep down, truly unhappy.
I mean, I get that.
Definitely.
So did he find God? Is this a God?
Yeah, so he found God and he married like his soulmate today or some shit like that.
That's so
that's
weird
where
that
it all
you
came
could
from.
Just like,
I like how when you say
I
you...
fucked a billion chicks, but now I found God.
Bro, also, when your like Instagram post is like, hey, like I'm marrying my soulmate because when I used to fuck four hoes at a time, I wasn't happy. She can't be happy about that.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's...
Like your wedding announcement is also... Like, the world is not talking about that you're engaged. You're talking about your foursomes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Not only that, but he said he was unsatisfied by, like,
right.
three women.
I understand.
You know what that means? That means his wife throws down.
Yeah.
I understand the deeper meaning of it. Where, like,
of course.
Yeah, like, you just because you have things doesn't mean you're happy. I get that. But it's so fucking over the top. I guess it's so perfect with Dion to be, like, have this whole song, poem.
You know what he
right
said?
Now.
He was like, I had all these fans screaming my name, but not one of them knew my middle name. Again, I get the notion. They don't truly know you, but, like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Dude, I don't know your fucking one. I know your real name.
But you only know that because the, like...
Yeah, I don't know yours.
Yeah. It's Raphael.
Also,
just shout out to Dion. Like, there's probably a lot of young people who didn't realize just how good he was. Like,
yeah.
When you're playing in World Series and Super Bowls and you're actually dominating, like, both sports, it's fucking incredible.
It's insane.
It's not like he just dabbled or, oh, we got drafted. It was like... He played at a high level both sports.
He's top like 10 all-time best athletes in the world.
Yeah.
Like
right.
when you can do both at right. that level, like you're in that conversation.
Didn't he play in a game where his cleats this is what I remember his baseball career for. Didn't he play in a game where his cleats were melting in center field?
Probably.
I'm pretty sure
when
about
he was
this.
In like
Hubs Google me. Deion Sanders
melting
melted cleats. I forget what scene they were
playing. Actually, don't Google it. That sounds right.
All right, never mind.
Yeah.
Fuck
it. Fuck
you, Orioles.
It was
fans.
Crazy. They melted, and he played in plastic.
True.
His feet.
It is true. You remember it, too?
His feet burned into a plastic
actually,
clay.
His toes actually like, melted together like webbed feet.
He stole four bases that day.
this next video is brought to you by PointsBet. PointsBet New Jersey. It's what we use here for these guys to throw their cash around. Right now, use the promo code Barstool. You get $50 plus two risk-free bets up to $1,000. You can do the Make It Rain promo for the NCAA tournament, where you get $3 for every three-pointer your team makes. Do not bet on Duke. They put up like three threes a game total.
Fuck Duke.
It's unbelievable.
No, they're going to shoot threes. They have to shoot threes.
They're
going to
be hitting every
But they might not hit them.
They're going to shoot threes. They're better
than all of them.
They can hit threes.
I know they can.
Marty's a fuck, by the way.
Yeah, no doubt.
He sat down next to me today for advisors. He's like, I'm on a heater. Do you know what the worst thing
that
could...
Yeah.
Yeah, especially after I sat next to him for fucking 36 hours straight, we lost every bet.
Right.
And then he's like, as soon as we split up, heater.
Yeah. But would you rather me text you my bets and then
he
loses?
If you're hot.
But if I lose, you're going to yell at me then.
But in general,
no,
nobody
I'd rather
wants that.
I'd rather that. I'd rather you be like, hey, I'm on a fucking crazy heater.
I am. I really am.
Doesn't
it's
help.
Unbelievable.
Nobody wants to, like, if you just sat down next to me, you're like, my life is just going great, man. Fuck you,
shit
man.
Is awesome.
If someone was just like, hey, I'm in a happy relationship, dude. I'm feeling, how about you? Dude, fuck you, man. I want to hear it.
And I'll take any tip. I was saying that the other day, like, on Monday, people were tweeting me like, yo, I got this new system. It went like 32-2 first four days of tournaments. Like, doesn't help me now.
No, too late.
I really wish I had that.
The tip today is the Italian job.
Yeah, that's
for
true.
For Texas
that's
Tech.
True. That's true.
What's this?
The Italian job.
Yeah, everyone's talking about
watch,
it.
Watch Sports versus Sports Advisors.
Yes.
Okay.
Italian job.
It's about
watch
the Italian job.
Sports Advisors. Head over to PointsBet New Jersey. What is it, pointsbet.com?
Sure.
Use the app.
Use the app. PointsBet. Promo code Barstool. $50 and the two risk-free $1,000. This video of... I guess is, do we know, is it like some sort of storm, windstorm, whatever?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's some sort of security footage with this giant umbrella with like a stand and this guy, Wizard of Oz style, just.
I said Mary Poppins.
Taking away,
but
yeah.
Trying to pin
the
it
guy
down.
Up.
Up, yeah, we all got him, yeah.
I mean, that's just Raphael, Max, and Sean coming up with content right there. Why would you not let go?
I don't know.
What was, how valuable could that umbrella
I
be?
Actually, I wouldn't let go, man. That's amazing. That's so much fun.
Well, yeah, until you're like 50 feet in the air and you break your leg falling
we'll
off it.
Figure it out. I didn't know.
You're
like
just
going to
ride
possible.
It back down?
What does we'll figure it out mean?
I mean, look, you're not going to go that high. You're not going to go that high. You the wind will, you'll catch a gust, you'll come down. The I
just
going to
like land like Mary Poppins?
I thought it was like you remember as a kid, you try to ride dogs and stuff like that, and you try to like float with umbrellas. I didn't think you could do it. Like, you didn't jump off your garage with an umbrella?
No.
My garage wasn't particularly high, but the...
I mean, I know I've like jumped with it and like felt the air, but I've never like tried to make
yeah,
Poppins.
I just didn't know the thing you could do. I thought it was kind of just...
I think you need... I mean, have you ever seen Twister? That guy just got caught in like a tornado. He's
well,
probably dead.
Tornado we're referencing.
I was
going to
say...
Yeah. Like, there were cows flying.
This video made me realize wind is by far the scariest.
No, the ocean's the scariest.
I think
Ooh.
You... No, but the ocean is scary when wind is bad.
Ooh.
The wind makes the
ocean
bad.
Well, the
ocean's
scary no matter what. If you're in the middle of the ocean, the ocean's
scary. No, but
think
about
it. Wasn't
there a story that wind is getting stronger recently?
Yes,
yeah.
But follow
wind
me
is
here.
Picking up.
All right, rain, you can deal with rain.
Rain's easy.
Snow, whatever. Wind is unpredictable.
Wind what makes a hurricane bad.
Right, and wind...
They reference the mile per hour wind, not like the inches of rain.
You can't tame the wind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can't stop the wind.
If we're talking weather, the wind is a scary.
Like you can put on a fucking, you can have an umbrella, you can
yeah,
put on a raincoat, you can put on a snow, you know, you can do all that shit. Wind will fuck you up.
I'm gonna go with tsunami over wind.
But that's tsunami is scary. That's the wind.
Not necessarily.
No,
I feel like that's
tsunami's
like,
an earthquake.
Oh, that's the big.
Yeah, that's the huge.
That's
wave.
The big wind.
That's usually from like an earthquake.
What was I thinking of?
You were thinking of a
typhoon.
Typhoon. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's wind. Wind is scary, man. Yeah, and typhoon is a perfect example. That's just rain, but you
just
add
wind. Yeah. Wind is definitely fucked up, but
I'd say
giant
wind
wall
number one. Wind
I'm
going to
go tsunami one, wind 1A. Like, they're both, they're
but
neck and neck.
But tsunamis, that's ocean. So you're saying ocean.
Yeah,
I guess
we're
just debating.
That's, no,
water
that's tectonic
wind.
Plates, really. That's
yeah.
really the like, reason why the ocean gets all upset.
That's like the earth.
Yeah, that's the
earth.
Earth, like,
winds, fire. Earth, wind,
that's
water.
That's primal shit.
This is like Captain Planet.
Yeah.
Wind.
Wind
rain.
Is fucked up.
That little
saying.
Indian kid
don't
heart.
Fuck with wind.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Wind will
just
win every time.
I
look at this
my
guy on the umbrella, he's dead.
My favorite thing was the picture afterwards because it did. I know how far it went. That's kind of why I was like, I'd hang on. The picture afterwards of the four of them standing with the umbrella. Like we beat the wind.
They're big game hunters. Like putting up like
that wind is coming back.
We got this umbrella.
They just fucking got this bag of white rhino.
Well, I mean, they did. They beat the wind that day, so I think they kind of deserve the props.
Wind.
Eminem is our hardo of the week. Hardo of the week's brought to you by Roman. You want to get your dick hard? Roman is the way to do it. You know, we're all getting a little bit older.
Yeah.
This trio right here is getting up there in age. We got a lot of miles. We got a lot of stressful miles.
98 years combined.
This thing probably doesn't work anymore. Barely works.
That's crazy.
Barely works
98
anymore.
98 years combined, yeah. It's almost our centennial.
Oh, we should throw a
you know that
a
word?
Party.
No. Fuck you, Marty came up to me today and just asked me for words.
We should do a word of the day with Marty. Why don't we do that
right now?
We'll give Marty a word of the day to try to grow that vocabulary.
Yeah.
We'll start with
use those words. Uh-huh.
Lambasted.
There's no reason to word use jerk. The words. Rat dog.
Jerk. You.
Dog,
rat dog.
Yes, where bag. I learned all my words. And Coley goes, where'd you learn yours? He goes, rat and dog? I don't know.
You just combine them. Chicken, rat, dog.
That's it. None of your stupid lambasted words.
Lambasted.
Yeah, there you
John
go.
Does have a nice vocabulary. He's got like a bougie vocab.
It's a Maximilian vocab.
Yeah, it is. You talk like a Maximilian. You guys should do a video like every day. Like vocabulary with Max. But Roman, back to Roman. They got everything you need to help out your ED situation, whether that means you need to take some pills to make sure you get yourself a nice erection, or they have these new swipes to make sure you last longer in bed. It's like a little towelette that numbs, desensitizes your dick so that you last longer in bed. It's not just a one-time thing, though. If you use it for 3 months, which really isn't that long,
nope.
3 months of use regularly, you will increase your sex time by 340%.
If you last
2 minutes, you're looking at like 6, 7, 8 minutes.
If you last 2 minutes, you don't need these.
That's long enough, you're saying.
Yeah. I think it's under 2 minutes, guys.
If your gal's not satisfied in 2 minutes, that's
right. That was really so genuine.
Don't push your luck.
2 minutes is enough to get someone pregnant these days.
Just chill out with 2 minutes. That's more than enough time.
All right, so the hardo of the week. So go to GetRoman.com/rundown. Get the pills, get the swipes. If you have hair loss, anything men's health, GetRoman.com/rundown for free 2-day shipping. Eminem is the hardo of the week because he thinks there should be fighting in football the same way that there's fighting in hockey.
Mm.
I guess so. Just when things get chippy, he wants you to pop the helmets off and just throw down?
Yeah. The AAF would be better if they did this.
The AAF isn't going to have time to implement this.
No, it's
over.
Maybe the last week.
The AAF is
done. Maybe they just make it like the Gladiators. The last week, if you survive, actually survive, you're on a roster next year.
That's a good idea.
And then it's
like
one guy they got to
pay. Super Bowl? Are they going to just be like, all right, you two are the best teams?
I don't know. Marty, you're doing a terrible job.
You got to play for free, though.
Terrible job.
A buzz.
You lost control of the room.
Our guys at OAR just came in.
You guys run in, you walk in, you run the joint, huh? We're trying to fucking work here, Robert. Pipe down. Jesus Christ.
Yell as loud as you can.
You make one fucking song. You make one song about poker, and all of a sudden.
As loud as you can.
Okay.
Yell it. No, yell quiet.
You sound like your bird. He sounds like his bird.
He looks like his bird, too.
You're becoming a bird. You down with this idea, fighting in football?
I don't see why not. Like, hockey is a violent sport, you can fight in it. Like, I don't think you should be able to fight in basketball.
But what happens?
But it's a violent sport, you can fight.
Is there a penalty? Is there a penalty
no,
box?
I don't think
is
so.
It just offsetting and you're good to go?
Yeah.
I think it's offsetting.
What if someone
yeah.
gets, like, smoked, though?
Good.
Like, you're out of the game? Like, if you knock someone out of the game, do you get knocked? Do you get kicked out of the game?
I think it's harder. I think the helmets protect much more than a hockey helmet does.
I was thinking
you
can
get punched in a hockey
off.
Helmet and it still kind of hurts.
Well,
yeah, but like that hockey banned that rule. You can't take your helmet off.
Here's
why. If you're going to do this football thing, you have to remove helmets.
Yes.
Then there's no right. fighting.
But
you
here's
can't.
Why the NFL should do this is they should do it so then they can take it away to make it safer.
So people stop thinking
about the other shit.
Yeah.
We will not have any more fighting injuries
right.
because we're banning fighting after
right.
1 year.
And we're like, well, they're taking steps.
It's a good idea. It's a very good idea. All right, after show, I want to get my guy Bob Fox in here. Bob Fox has one episode of his podcast out. He's got a shout out from Skip Bayless.
Well, no, actually, technically, he's got 5, right?
No.
Because the other guy did 4.
So within one episode, you got Skip Bayless talking about you. You got Dana White, talking about the future of UFC. And now you found yourself embroiled in some beef.
With
FaZe,
FaZe Banks and FaZe Keemstar.
Those are real names?
Yeah, those are
apparently,
guys.
Apparently two huge personalities, by the way.
You know, I mean, our guy Logan is like Mr. YouTube, and he was like, you do not want to fuck with FaZe Banks.
Can I ask a question before we get going? Did either of these guys come on their cat?
No, but listen to this.
Oh, come on their cat.
One of the three guests they had on their YouTube show called Mom's Basement.
Cat cover.
Which was seven
That's
months
ago.
That's
where this beef came from.
Shane Dawson.
So these guys like several years ago, right?
So apparently they had a YouTube show that ran for three or four episodes, I can't really tell, called Mom's Basement.
Right.
Last spring, summer.
Okay. So like a year ago they had one.
The last one was 7 months ago.
Mom's Basement. Bob has a podcast called My Mom's Basement. The problem here is that Mom's Basement is like a common
phrase.
That's
what I get mad about. The internet does that now all
my,
the time.
My biggest
it's a
point,
great name. It's a good name. Don't get me wrong.
It's
but
the
it's
least,
not incredibly
It's the least
uncommon.
Creative name I yeah. could come up with.
But no, it's perfect for your show.
Yeah, it works.
It's like we had someone get mad at us for a KSC Radio tweeted, like Kyler Murray to the A's after Mike Trout's thing with like that of Eric Andre
being like,
it's like a very common, for it like, wasn't a particularly hilarious joke and a very common gif. And they're like, you stole that from me. It's like, no, man. Mm-hmm. It's just fucking so. It's everyone's talking about Kyler Murray and the A's after Mike Trout's contract. We didn't steal it. It's just
if
the
it's
definition
not something
of parallel
super original, then you can't get mad if
and it's
somebody,
like a common phrase.
Right. That's what I mean.
You just associate
question
it with
for
geeks.
Dan. He's got his
question.
Hand raised.
Question.
I agree. It's a common phrase. It's ridiculous anyone come after you. The only problem we run into is Dave Portnoy is our boss. And he actually thinks he invented everything.
Right.
Right.
Like true. We were debating true. On the radio the other day. I think he thinks he invented Golden Hour.
Okay, Golden Hour. Got a little sun today. Sucked it up. Roger Goodell, you punk-ass bitch. Yeah, I'm talking to you, you punk-ass bitch. Opening game, NFL season, Bears-Packers. Look at that fucking glow. Hey, you punk-ass bitch, Roger. This guy is in your fucking kitchen.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Because the Jonas Brothers did something and he was like,
he invented the sun going down.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a problem for us.
He does think he 100% thinks he invented that.
The sun rising in the morning and going down at night.
He thinks he invented the internet.
Yes.
That was the slogan when we went to Houston, right? Yes. It was like, we invented the internet. And I know what he means, like
it's
we're like the first like blog, but like I think he really believes
no,
that.
No,
he's Al Gore.
Believes it.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like I agree, but like it's ridiculous for anyone to get mad about that because there are these common things. I remember I did the coach's blog, and some fucking Lebatard dude was like, "This is you just ripped off their lookalike thing." It's like they didn't invent.
Critiquing
someone
a
looks,
picture?
Someone looks like someone else. But then you were then like almost like 3 hours later, Dave was like. I think he was joking,
oh,
but he did say something.
No, he was not.
On a Golden Hour tweet,
oh,
I was like,
nuts.
I was like, wait, Dave.
Even things that Dave starts out as a joke, he starts to take them seriously in his own head and all
the
of a sudden.
Golden Hour.
But you're now going toe-to-toe with these guys who, they've got a hive, right?
I feel like they have a huge hive. One of them has like 2.5 million followers. The other is 2.1. Their clan has almost 4 million followers.
And
but
their enemies with Jake Paul.
Hold on.
So
all their fans came after me, like the swarm.
We've been on the internet for a very long time. I've never heard of these guys. I
Me
feel
neither.
Like we can exist
well,
without, like...
Here's the problem. We're so late to the YouTube game that we don't
But
know.
That's fine. Like, let's just stay away. Like, you have your corner. We have ours. We don't need to cross.
That's what I said in the blog. I was like, if you guys want to keep doing your show, keep doing your show.
Right.
I'm going to keep doing my show. They're two different things. They're not available on any podcast platforms.
It's a big old internet.
And one guy said, this is my favorite tweet I got. One of their FaZe, clan members said...
We call them clan members?
No, that's
How about
they
call them clansmen?
Yeah. All right. One of the FaZe clansmen said, it's just the principle of stealing the name, dude. We had millions of views and some of the most influential people in all of entertainment on the show. It was Shane Dawson, the cat fucker, XXS and Tacion, who doesn't have the best track record.
He's also
the guy that's
dead guy.
And Ninja, who we like.
Yeah,
nothing against Ninja.
Cool.
Yeah.
The other guy is a dead woman beater and a cat fucker.
So we're leaving.
Deleted that tweet very quickly.
So where are we leaving this?
The Keemstar guy said he responded to me and eventually said, "Bro, I don't even give a fuck. It's not like you're pulling any views anyway." And I just gave him the thumbs up.
I mean,
sounds like they're FaZe on site.
Oh, nailed it. Respect. Mic drop.
Leave me hanging.
Mic drop. Yeah.
I got you.
He wanted to mic drop. It's fine. He mic drop on you. Well, good publicity. Go listen to My Mom's Basement. Bob Fox. superstar.